So after what happened, Hui Ning went to the fifth patriarch's room. That night, Master Hong Ren, the fifth patriarch, received Hui Ning in his abode and expounded the Diamond Sutta. You know what is the Diamond Sutta? Jing Kang Jing. Yeah? And this sutta is very powerful. When he came to the passage, to use the mind, yet be free from any attachment, Hui Ning came to great awakening. So now I read to you. To use the mind, and yet not to attach to that mind, anything happened to you or not? Huh? If you really have the understanding, you will rejoice and have the understanding. Because what he's trying to tell Hui Ning is that mundane mind which Hui Ning don't have. He was born without the mundane mind. That's why he got that missing link that he need to understand the zigzag puzzle. So when the fifth patriarch told him to use that mind, yet be free from any attachment from it, that refers to the mundane mind. But since Hui Ning don't have the mundane mind, he has the supramundane mind, Hanasana. And he straight away understood the whole teaching. Why? Because he born without the mundane mind, he was born with that true nature. And he's always there. That's why he understands that inside out. But he doesn't know that the normal human being got a mundane mind. He has a supramundane mind. But he doesn't know that that mind actually can be used as a mundane mind. But because he is without delusion and ignorance, he doesn't know what that thing is. Yeah. So when he used this phrase, to use the mind, yet be free from attachment, which he don't have, then he understood how living beings get into trouble. Understand? That's why after that, Hui Ning straight away came to great enlightenment. Then he said, "Whoa! Now I understand," he said. "All Dhamma are inseparable from that self nature." Why did he say that? What are all Dhamma? All dependent originating Dhamma, conditioned arising Dhamma, the existential world, the creation. They are not apart from that self nature, understand? That he has realized. So he understood the whole thing now. Then after that, next page, you know what he said? He exclaimed, "No, wow, how amazing that the self nature is originally pure. How amazing that self nature is unborn, undying. It's the unborn. That's why it can never die, understand? Whatever that is not born originally like that, how can it die, understand? Then he said, how amazing that the self nature is inherently complete and perfect. That's why I say, let your nature develop the movement and awaken and open up everything inside the awareness nature until the Bodhi mind that illuminate that nature arise. So this is what the Mahayana Bodhisattva way cultivation is. When you reach that nature, you have the understanding and you know what these things are. And these are not just words, no. They are very, very profound. And they are so precise that it summarizes the whole understanding that there. Then he continued, he said, how amazing that the self nature is inherently complete. How amazing that the self nature neither move nor stay. How amazing that all Dhamma come from that self nature. So now you understand why the Buddha say under Dhammapada verse 1 and 3, mind is the forerunner of all things, mind is chief. When mind arise, all things arise. This is what the fifth patriarch told Hui Ning. And because Hui Ning don't have a mundane mind, so he need to hear it from a patriarch who has awakened to understand all this. Yeah. For me, I have a mundane mind, but the mundane mind collapsed 9 months after I connect and go in. That's why after that, I know the two. Then after that thing collapsed, that's why within that 9 months, I try to recollect what went through. You know? I know once that collapse happened, I cannot go back to my old mundane mind to teach you all and explain to you all the double. I will not know how you all actually entangle yourself. But at that time, during that 9 months, I saw the transformation. Then when that whole nature collapsed, the mundane mind collapsed, not the nature collapsed, sorry. The mundane mind collapsed, the whole nature shined forth. Then like, how come it's like that? Like no more cloud, nothing obscure. That nature, just awareness nature, shine forth. It's like the sun, no cloud. Nothing to obscure you, pure, bright sky, The whole illumination shine forth. And if you are that sun, means what? You see clearly, the illumination. That's why Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, when he illuminate the five skanda, it's like his pure nature shine forth on the sun. Then he realized that they are all empty. It's happened to me also. 9 months after I located the gateway, went in, then the mundane mind collapsed. Then I realized everything is just the way it is. The five aggregate, everything really empty. No reality. No mark. He know you, he know me. Everything is just the way it is. Dependent originating condition, arising cause of phenomena, mighty nature ruling. Then all the things that I contemplate, reflect, and learn before all come back to me. And they were so beautiful. So this is how cultivation can really bring about this understanding and transformation. And the last part is the best. Master Hongren told Huineng, if one recognizes the original mind, means Benlai the Mian Mu, or the original nature, he is called the great man, teacher of God and man, and a Buddha. Then he passed the rope and begging bowl as a symbol of the Dharma seal of sudden enlightenment to Huineng.